Well, look, it isn't it Friday and here's Nevin. Nevin, good morning to you, my friend.
How are you this week?
I'm very well. Good to have you back.
Did you share all those pastries I left you last week?
Well, I shared. I certainly... There's four of us at home and I gave them one to share and then I gave them another. No, we loved... They're gorgeous. They were absolutely gorgeous. These are these Madeleine pastries that you gave
us. Well, listen.
But you see, they come from McNeans. They're bound to be good stuff.
Sharing
listen, you're busy,
caring.
You're busy bees at the moment.
Busy bee, a lot going on. At the minute. We're recording your seafood show. So we are. So for Borby, and we're going around the country. We're in Donegal, we're down in Cork, we're down in Waterford, and in Clare. And it's for me, we're actually the two recipes I'm going to talk about is seafood. We don't eat enough seafood in Ireland, to be absolutely honest with you.
And where are you doing the recording? Are they restaurants?
We're visiting producers, we're visiting chefs. I'm going up to my good friend in Greencastle, Brian McDermott, who is the Foyle Hotel, who cooks possibly some of the best fish in the country. He's
really?
Fantastic. And he's a very unusual relationship with his fishermen, that he is every single one of his fishermen and his skippers named on his menu on a board in his restaurant, but also he's 2 minutes up the road, he goes and picks them up especially. Now that is very special.
Isn't that something?
And he's a great friend, so we've been up there with him in Greencastle in the Foyle Hotel in Moville, in Donegal.
So Moville.
He's a legend. So I have two recipes.
Okay, what have you got?
One I think for a family. Okay,
yes,
so it's a seafood pie with a cheesy mash and I'll go through all the lovely things that we have some salmon. You could use trout, but some salmon. Skin on, pin bones removed. And I'll explain that in a moment why the skin is on. Some natural smoked cod, or you can use some smoked haddock. Natural smoked means there's no dye in it, okay? Skin on, pin bones removed. So it's the same for the three. The other fish we have here is a little bit of haddock, skin on, pin bones removed. So if you're looking for really good natural smoked haddock or cod, well, particularly haddock, is Sally Barnes. She's Woodcock Smokery. She's based in Cork. She's unbelievable. She's one of my food heroes.
Why?
Because I think she uses all wild fish. She brines the fish, which she taught me last year at my seafood show, and then she cold smokes it. But her love and her passion for what she does, she's one of the best in the country. I think she's just so much fun.
No, that's
and
great
we use, well, you, we use her product in the restaurant, and she's wonderful.
Yeah.
So there are your three fish. So why are we keeping the skin on? We're keeping the skin on to hold it all together.
Yeah.
So your fishmonger will pin bone it, okay? You're going to poach it in milk, and then the milk, so I roughly have about 900 millilitres of milk, okay? That's just a pint and a half, approximately. So you put your fish, cover with the milk, a bay leaf is lovely, and I just have one bay leaf because it can kind of overpower.
Sure.
So you bring the milk to the boil, you slowly put in the fish, and you gently poach it for about 4 to 5 minutes, and you switch it off.
Mm.
And then what you do is lift out the fish. Now, with that milk, you're going to make a sauce.
Okay.
You're going to waste nothing. You know us lads in cabin.
I've never
told you that, haven't I?
I agree with you. You're right, too.
So we're going to make a very, very simple sauce.
Can you eat a rasher while you're doing this?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Have
a streaky rasher like we spoke about last week.
Have one on the go on the side.
Okay, so one onion thinly sliced.
Yes.
We're putting leeks into this, and quite a few leeks, so that's about one large leek in there.
Leeks are a very tasty thing. I wish people realised it.
Do you know what? They're known in France as the poor man's asparagus.
Go off.
They're a beautiful vegetable.
They are.
We don't eat enough of them. We love them in the restaurant. We serve the baby leeks. Our vegetable grower, Kevin, he grows them, and the large leeks we use a lot too. I love them.
I love them
just sliced.
Yes.
Just cooked with a touch of cream and butter and then served with some fish. They are delicious. Well done.
I'm with you. I agree with you.
So, Marty, okay, we melt some butter, we cook off the leeks, we cook off the onion, and then into that we're going to add in a little bit of flour. So we're making a roux.
Yes.
Now remember the milk we poached the fish with, which we've lifted the fish out, we put onto a plate or a tray, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You're going to use that milk and you're going to make what we like a bechamel. Before we add in the milk, we have about a quarter pint of white wine.
Bechamel. Did she sing for France in the Eurovision?
You should know. Did she now?
I'm wondering bechamel.
But I'll tell you, she's a good voice.
She has a great voice. Explain bechamel to the listeners.
A bechamel is a white sauce.
It is.
Very simple white sauce, so it is. Because you've made a roux, so that's butter and flour, and then you add in your milk. But before you add in the milk, I have in the recipe a quarter pint of dry white wine.
Okay.
So that will just enrich it and give it beautiful flavour. You slowly, slowly, slowly add in your milk, which you've poached, and then you make up your sauce. And then to finish it, I have some baby spinach. I have a little bit of flat leaf parsley, and this is optional now, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche at the end, which gives a lovely lightness, a tartness, and makes it a really nice and delicious
sauce. That's an interesting
idea.
I hadn't thought of it.
A little bit different, and you can go for the zero, the fat-free if you want to. Now, let's go back to our fish.
Okay.
Okay. So, in a big Pyrex dish or a pie dish, a cottage pie dish, for example, like that, or a crumble dish, get your fish, take the skin off, and flake it up. Flake it all over the dish. So, you've poached the fish, and then we have 5 ounces of cooked prawns in this recipe. your baby spinach. You can either put that into the sauce or you can throw it over the fish.
What prawns do you recommend? Do you have a
anyone that's good. Listen, the best is the Dublin Bay or the langoustines, but they're big bucks.
They are big bucks.
They're big bucks. They so any just prawns that you like eating, make sure that they're defrosted. If you can get the raw ones, all the better. If they're cooked, don't worry about
that. Yeah, we have great access out our way on the north side of Dublin to Howth Harbour.
Ah, come on. You're getting the best in the country.
Gorgeous going in.
Super.
There. Gorgeous.
Absolutely. So remember, if you have a shellfish allergy, you leave this out. Don't forget that. Okay. So that's then you pour the sauce over your spinach, over your fish. Now, cooked potatoes, it's in the recipe. Steam your potatoes, put them through a potato ricer or mash them. I've added in cheese into this, Marty, which gives a lovely bit of flavour.
Sure, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to, but I think it is delicious. And this is a really good tip, and it's not in the recipe, but just for your listeners. When you're assembling your pie, you have spinach, you can throw in some frozen peas or frozen sweet corn. This is a great recipe to get your kids eat more vegetables and more fish. It's not strong, it's lovely and slightly smoky with the smoked fish,
lovely.
Sweet from the salmon and the cod. So it's a lovely recipe, trust me, and the prawns. It's a great little dish, this. Marty, so you make up your mashed potato with your cheesy mash, spoon that all over the back of the fork, and then just some breadcrumbs on top. And that literally goes into the oven for about 20 minutes because the fish is cooked.
Yeah.
You're only warming everything up, or you can just flash it underneath the grill. Serve that, I think, with a little bit of salad, or leave it as it is, crusty bread, and you don't need, I think, anything else.
Bit of custard bread, we love it. What would you drink?
I think so.
What would you drink? You know what I drink? I'd be having maybe oatmeal. The cold milk from the fridge with that.
You're a gas.
No, because that's a kind of a wintry thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a real comfort food.
That's a rainy Thursday at half two.
That is.
And I'm going to watch a film. That's what that is to me now.
When you get home from Limerick, that's what you'd love.
No, it would. Well, a rainy Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
But there's just something about that. I think it's a lovely idea.
But
and the listener, one of the listeners has been
Go on.
And she says, and I've no doubt that she's absolutely right, she says, Nevin's fish pie is the nicest one I've ever made.
What?
There you go. Nice.
What's her name and address in the brown envelopes in the post?
I'll find it for you and pass it on to you. Avoid warm water prawns, though. Just go for the cold water.
Yeah,
prawns.
Well, that is true. That is true. And once they're not glazed with ice. But if you go to your local fishmonger, they'll advise you, they'll help you with it. And we need to be supporting these guys. It's very important. There's some great fish counters there. Now, the next recipe, because this is so quick and so easy.
Okay, what is it?
That's a real family favourite, the first one. It's just pan-frying fish with lemon and herb butter.
Oh, lovely.
So the fish that I've suggested. So four little fillets of hake, haddock, whiting, cod, or pollock, or coley. So pollock is part of the cod family. Coley, they're all lovely white fish.
Coley.
Yeah. So these are good value. So skin on and pin boned. So there's no boned in them. They're off the bone. And remember, all these fish that I've said to you here are round fish. So that means they've two fillets. I don't want to bamboozle your listeners.
Fat fillets.
No. They've two little fillets. They're not like a flat fish, like plaice, like sole, like turbot. This is a round fish. So bring your fish to room temperature, okay? Out of the fridge. Don't cook it straight from the fridge. Leave it for about 10 minutes to relax it. Good hot pan. You season the fish with a little bit of salt, and then you heat a little bit of olive oil, or we can use a good old reliable Irish rapeseed oil. A little bit of butter goes in there, and you start it skin side down. Now, good tip into crispy skin. Dry off the fish with kitchen paper. Skin side down, let that cook for about maybe 3 to 4 minutes, and then you flip it over, and then into that pan you're going to put in a little bit extra butter, you're going to put in some herbs, for example I have parsley, chives, tarragon. The beautiful thing about pan frying fish, it cooks in about 8 to 10 minutes max, depending on the thickness of the fish. We have a tendency, and I don't mean this in any way disrespectful, to overcook fish.
Of course.
Okay, and that's because people get nervous, they want to know when it's cooked. So just go to the centre of the fish with the point of the knife, when it's flaking away, it's done. It will continue to cook in the pan.
Right.
So I would probably do it for 6 to 7 minutes and then switch the pan off. The heat will finish it off.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, into that, you could throw in some frozen peas, a little bit of smoked bacon, a little bit of spinach if you wanted to. But I just suggested some baby potatoes, a little bit of steamed rice, or you could use some munge too with this. But it cooks really, really fast. Hake is plentiful. In Spain, it's the number one eaten fish.
Yes.
They love hake. And you must remember, it's caught in Irish waters.
Yes, yeah.
Haddock is definitely undervalued and great even in fish and chips. Whiting is a beautiful fish. A little bit bony in the centre, so you get your fishmonger to remove that, and it's much thinner than a hake. Cod obviously is becoming more plentiful now because there was a shortage there for a while, but pollock is definitely worth it. It's one of the family under the cod, and it's definitely worth getting. So experiment with these fish.
Yeah.
A little bit of butter, a little bit of oil, squeeze of lemon juice, forgot to mention that, sorry Marty, and some fresh herbs, and keep it simple.
But the total time for cooking is?
I'd say max 8 10 minutes, honestly.
Okay, okay.
So start off, have your potatoes done, because by the time you have them done, and whatever veg you decide, some nice green vegetables, me and
that's
you
right, yeah.
me and you love our broccoli.
That's
I love
right.
broccoli with fish.
Good for
a couple of peas or whatever's in season. And Bob's your uncle.
Oh, that's it, and Fanny's your aunt. I think that's fantastic. I really do. So just a reminder again, lads, that is pan-fried fish with lemon and herb butter sauce, and the seafood pie with cheesy mash, or just mash, whichever you want
that's
to do.
Exactly, just mash.
And
I love
it's it. Seafood pie, because I suppose you don't want to overcomplicate it either.
No.
You don't want to champ with that either. Leave it, let the fish be the flavour,
exactly.
I suppose, I think.
And I forgot to mention, Marty, in the supermarkets now, and a lot of the fishmongers, there's little packs where they call a seafood pie mix. So they'll always have salmon, they'll always have a smoked fish and a white fish. That could be white in your cod. So it's already diced. The only thing is, it's not a large piece, it's cut into cubes. So that would be actually really, really quick too.
Yeah, it would
save
you a lot.
Yeah, save you a lot, exactly.
And the phrase that pays today, skin on, pin bones removed.
That's it.
Skin on. I'd be like your minder.
I love it. Skin like, on, pin bones
skin
removed.
Skin on.
I'll bring me tweezers next week.
Pin bones removed. You think I knew what I was talking about.
I love it.
Yeah, people will begin to think. So listen, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, that's where all the stuff is. Nevin, stay home.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. And
see you next week.
We'll talk soon. Keep the faith. Good luck now.
If you want to undergo this remarkable transformation,